Yep, ready.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 9th, 2021. It's showing 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Tom Holman?
Present.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
Roger Haynes? Doug Fabian? Randy Fogel?
Here.
Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Is here.
Devin Huff?
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 9th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations, zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Return the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item on the agenda is review and action of the July 12, 2021 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Minutes are approved.
I'd like to make a motion for a 4-minute time limit for the speakers on each concept.
Less the applicants, correct?
Less the applicants.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to limit to 4 minutes per speaker for public hearing.
We'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. First item that we have is 21-004, which is a rezoning request for from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District for 240 Boyd Avenue.
Okay. So Loretta Ann and Donald Boyd are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of two parcels owned by the Martha Frieda Boyd Revocable Trust located at 240 Boyd Avenue, Branson. Both properties are zoned as A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. Per the assessor's Taney County Assessor's information, the parcels are approximately 34.5 acres in size with no structures on the property and approximately 2 acres in size with a single family home built in 1960 with a shed and a utility building on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The parcels to the east and south are zoned A1 Agricultural. Parcel to the west is owned by Branson School District and is located in the city limits of Branson. So I've got the two parcels highlighted. This is the High Road US 65 interchange. You go south on the outer road and tend to take Victor Church Road. Everybody get a feeling this is C. Meeks Lumber, L&J Plumbing, Lloyd's Electric. This highlighted area while we're zoomed out, that is the city limits of Branson. So here's our zoning maps. You can see the A1 parcels, the M1 for manufacturing. That's the city limits. These are C2. That's just a little closer view of it. So within 1,000 feet of the parcel being requested for rezoning to C2, the following percentage of the different zoning districts are present. City limits make up 26%. A1 agricultural 43%, and this does not include the applicant's parcel. C2 general commercial is 23%, and M1 light manufacturing is 8%. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant and go ahead and pull up Beacon in case you guys had any questions.
Good evening.
Hi, I'm Loretta Anna. I'm a lifelong resident here. This is a piece of property that was my parents' house. My dad's been gone several years. My mom just passed away about 11 years ago, and my brother and I are trying to settle our estate and get everything cleaned up, and we are looking to put this property on the market, and so therefore we're wanting to rezone it to commercial. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
I've got one. Have you got a specific buyer that's wanting it to be changed to that?
No.
There's no one living on the property now?
No.
Anyone else? Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on this application, for or against? I guess you can stay up here.
Okay.
Make sure we don't have any further questions, comments, discussion amongst ourselves?
The only thing I did do today was a little research, because when I started at the county, I remembered this parcel here, I believe, had a crystal recording studio and a bookstore or something. The building's kind of dilapidated down now, but it was
correct.
A commercial retail store and recording studio.
And prior to that, it was a antique store.
Okay.
So.
The other discussion items, pretty straightforward application.
It's close to a highway and the neighbors don't care.
And remember, what we're doing is to approve or deny a resolution to be sent to the Taney County Commission. They will make the final approval of the zoning change. So there is specific language, motion to recommend approval or denial of an application RZ2021-004 to amend the Taney County zoning maps requested by Loretta Anna and Donald Boyd to include two parcels located at 240 Boyd Avenue to be rezoned from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District in the form of a resolution to the Taney County Commission. So,
thank you. So moved.
So we do have a motion to that effect. Do we have a second? Second? Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, would you let them know when they're meeting with the...
Your meeting is August 19th. Okay, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is a rezoning request as well, for rezoning 10 acres located off of U.S. Highway 160 Forsyth from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District.
Kenneth Thurman is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request parcel number 4-4.0-20-001-001-002.000, located off U.S. Highway 160, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural, and the rezoning request is for C2, general commercial. For the assessor's information, the property is approximately 10 acres in size with one shed building on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and would require an on-site septic for wastewater for future structures. Access to the parcel is off U.S. Highway 160. Parcel to the north and east is Rolling Meadows Mobile Home Park and is zone MH1, which is Mobile Home Park Subdivision District. Parcel to the south is all certified U-Haul storage unit facility is zoned as C2. And the parcel directly across the street is Ayers Heating and Cooling and is also zoned C2 Commercial District. So this is where State Highway 176, Forsyth's at the bottom of the map. And as you go north, this is the H Highway interchange, our highlighted parcel. If you guys remember, you heard the conditional use for the veterinary clinic right here. So we're here. So here's our zoning districts per our zoning maps. So within 1,000 feet of this parcel being requested for rezoning to C2, the following percentages of the different zoning districts are present. A1, agricultural, 36%, not to include the applicant's parcel. R1, there's 20%, which is single family residential. MH1, mobile home park, is 24%, and C2, general commercial, is 20%. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
My name is Kenny Thurman, and I have this 10 acres. I've owned it for over 40 years, and I have it sold, but it's contingent on me having it rezoned from agricultural to C2.
Pretty straightforward application. Any specific questions for the applicant? Is there anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for or against this application? For or against this application?
Sure, I'm signed up to speak for, but I think the applicant's done a good job, and I'm in support, so no reason to waste your time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. With that being the case, any more questions for the applicant or just discussion amongst ourselves? If not, again, we've got a very specific, this is to approve to forward on to the Taney County Commission. So consideration for a motion to recommend approval denial of application RZ 2021-005 to amend the Taney County zoning maps requested by Kenneth Thurman for one parcel located off U.S. Highway 160 to be rezoned from A1 Agricultural District to C2 General Commercial District in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
I'll make a motion to approve that resolution.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the meeting, again, is August 19th.
Okay. I appreciate your consideration.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.